in the world. I'm John Batchelor, very carefully proceeding with two members of the bar, Andrew McCarthy of National Review Online and Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness. And the language is all important. And we turn now to the question of the language of the special counsel. This has to do with Mr. Weiss investigating elements of the Biden family for allegations made over a long period of time. Many allegations are impossible to summarize. Just there were involving taxes and using and abusing weapons permits, and also possible conversation with adversaries of the United States about bribing. Many, many allegations. But Andy points me to the, I'm on the Cornell Law School site, the General Powers of Special Counsel, and the headlines tell you grounds for appointing, alternatives available to the Attorney General, qualifications of the special counsel, jurisdiction, staff, powers and authority. As you say, Andy, it's all very straightforward and simple to understand. So therefore, the mystery introduced again by the Wall Street Journal editorial page the other day, why wasn't Mr. Weiss a special counsel? And if he chose not to be a special counsel, why did he make that decision? Do we understand that?
Well, I think the culprit here, John, is Merrick Garland, who's the attorney general, not Weiss. What I would argue is that, you know, what Garland has said is that Weiss, who there have been allegations by credible IRS agents who are involved in the investigation. They've been identified as whistleblowers. We know one of them named Gary Shapley by name. He was one of the supervisors on the case. He has alleged that Weiss acknowledged to him and five other agents in a room, and he's identified who those agent witnesses are, that he was not the main decider, the main decision maker in the case, and that he was being blocked from filing charges in the jurisdictions that had venue over Hunter Biden's tax matters. That would have been Washington, D.C. and the Central District of California in the Los Angeles area. So what Weiss has said is that he wasn't blocked, but he gave a kind of a lawyerly statement that didn't take issue with what Shapley had alleged. And what Garland has said is that all Shapley had to do was come to Garland and he would have been given whatever authority that he needed to file charges wherever he needed or thought that they should be filed. And I think that this spotlight on Weiss is missing the important point that it isn't up to a district U.S. attorney to ask the attorney general for special counsel status. In fact, under the regulations, district U.S. attorneys are not eligible for special counsel status because what makes a special counsel special is independence, or at least the appearance of it. You're bringing that person in from outside the government. And by the regulations we're talking about, by definition, a special counsel has to be brought in from outside the government. So if Weiss had asked to become a special counsel, had to be designated as a special counsel by the attorney general, he would have had to leave his job as the United States attorney for Delaware, which there's no reason to think he wanted to do. So the important point here is the decision whether to appoint a special counsel is the attorney general's decision. And it's got nothing to do with being asked by another prosecutor. It's got to do with making an assessment of whether there is such a profound conflict of interest that the Justice Department can't investigate the case in the normal course. And there's no more profound conflict of interest than the Biden Justice Department being asked to investigate the Biden family and the president himself.
Thaddeus, you have a question.
Andy, let's cut to the chase. If this were anybody else other than Hunter Biden, the president's son, would the same outcome in terms of process and in terms of potentially bringing charges have been the same?
I don't see how, Thaddeus. I mean, even look at Garland himself, look at his own behavior. He appointed Jack Smith as a special counsel to investigate Trump. There's no conflict of interest between the Biden Justice Department and Trump. There was no reason that a special counsel was necessary for that. Although I would point out, when he did appoint that special counsel, he brought him in from outside the government because that's what you're supposed to do. So
if I can, Andy, they did that so they could pretend this wasn't being political.
Oh yeah, no, I completely agree that that was the reason that he did it, and all that. My only point is that he had a very low standard of what a conflict of interest was in appointing a special counsel for Trump. I mean, I can't even explain to you, it's so convoluted, what he says the conflict there was. But here we're talking about a situation where the Biden Justice Department is investigating the president's son in connection with conduct that the president himself is implicated in. It's the classic situation where you have a special counsel.
The Wall Street Journal editorial ends in this fashion. It's almost like a cliffhanger. In his letter, Mr. Weiss again refused to discuss anything further about his ongoing investigation. That's in quotes. But if he settled the case, why is it ongoing? Congress is right to demand that Mr. Weiss answer its questions, which, as of the writing of this editorial 2 days before, has not happened. Is Mr. Weiss subject to Congress calling him in to ask questions about him, Andy?
He certainly is. Here's the problem, John. We like to think of this as law-driven. He's a Justice Department official. They're Congress. They have oversight authority. They can subpoena him and bring him in, just like they brought in Christopher Wray earlier this week, the FBI director, who also said, by the way, that investigation is ongoing. But the thing is, at the end of the day, this process is more political than it is legal. If Weiss were to go in there and say, "I'm not answering your questions because it would compromise an ongoing investigation," Congress's remedies for that would be to hold him in contempt for refusing to answer questions, and otherwise to cut the Justice Department's budget to put pressure on him, or to impeach him. And they don't have the votes to do either one of those things. So as long as if Weiss is willing to, you know, go into contempt, assuming that the House committee would be, you know, of a mind to vote contempt if Weiss were to come in and refuse to answer questions, it's hard to see what more they could do to do anything about it.
Thaddeus, you have a question. We have about a minute.
Just a quick comment, Andy. The reason the Congress shouldn't get involved in these types of things is because they don't want to look like they're politicizing a legal proceeding. And right now, it is the Justice Department of the Biden administration that is clearly acting in a political manner. If the Republicans bring in Mr. Weiss to start questioning him, actually, they're diverting attention and starting to put the blame on themselves for politicizing a process that, again, the Biden administration is already politicized for their own partisan advantage. Am I wrong?
Well, I think in a vacuum, you're not wrong. I mean, in principle, that's right. I think the problem, Thaddeus, is that ship has sailed. You know, it's this is obviously political, and it comes not to us as a one-off. It comes after an 8-year pattern of politicized FBI investigations in which the wind blows in one direction as far as the two parties are concerned all the time. And if Congress doesn't crack down on corrupt, politicized law enforcement, no one else really has the power to do it.
The public does.
No trial for Mr. Trump before the November 2024 election. No further revelations from David Weiss, the U.S. Attorney for Delaware, about the Hunter Biden case or anything else, because the investigation is ongoing. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.